Vibes.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
In hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning, and coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined briefly by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo, who's going to talk with us about the committee assignments that were released the other day, and we'll talk about what's coming up on the agenda tonight for the council and what the council needs to get done here in the early days of the year, because as we know, Mayor John Mitchell has already proposed, appointed people to the licensing board. And he's urging the city council to approve them sooner rather than later. I haven't checked to see if they updated the agenda for tonight to see if any, if the second person is on the agenda for tonight. I know the first person, Richard McHugh, the retired firefighter, is on the agenda for tonight. But also we found out yesterday that Mayor Mitchell has also nominated Jimmy D. to the licensing board. And anybody that has followed the Patriots for the last 30 years knows all about Jimmy. He retired last year after spending, I think, like over 30 years in the organization. He was there under under Bill Parcells, under Pete Carroll, under Bill Belichick as the team's video director. And he's got 6 Super Bowl rings. And he's just he's a great guy, too. We've written numerous stories on him over the years, both here and at the Standard Times. And, you know, it was a point of pride that the video coordinator for the Patriots was a New Bedford guy. And now he's looking to give back to the community by being on the licensing board. And that would give them the 3 people that they need, along with the one person that's currently on the board, the commissioner, Ricard Resendiz, former police officer. So you would have a former police officer, a former firefighter, and a person who is very well-versed in video. And I think all 3 of them have skill sets that would help the licensing board going forward. But we'll find out from Council President Burgo in the next hour how reasonable he thinks it is that they can get those appointments taken care of without having to refer it to the committee. Or are they going to stick to procedure and slow down that process by doing so? But also, just to give you an idea of what the weather is going to be, so waiting for Christina to send that over. But she did give us her outlook at ABC6.com that it's not going to be warm, but it is going to be warmer than the last few days. And of course, right now we have temperatures that are about 12 degrees right now. It actually went down a couple degrees. But the clouds are going to increase, but so will the temperatures in the afternoon. We're going to get into the low 30s. She did warn us, though, that a flurry or two is not out of the question. And that tomorrow, it'll also remain around freezing, but there'll be some more sunshine. Same thing with Saturday. Increasing clouds on Sunday, but we're actually going to get into the upper 30s. And she says the average high for Providence this time of year is 38, and we're going to start to get closer to that. So that's good. You know, this freeze that we're in, we're just about out of it. I got to make sure that I do all the things to warm things. Like, I don't have, there's no heat in my bedroom. It just kind of floats in from the other room, but I keep the door closed because I don't want the cat going in there. So I got to remember when I get home, open the door. When I get home, go in there and turn on the little heater or something. so that it's not an ice chamber when I finally decide to go to bed. But there's a lot of people, I'm sure, that are waking up this morning and saying, well, it definitely feels warmer than it was yesterday, because it is by about 3 or 4 degrees. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in, as I mentioned at the beginning, it's day, there's 1,458 days left in the Trump administration. But again, another day where there's just been a flurry of these executive orders, and how many of them are going to stand up to the legal challenges remains to be seen. As we know, the attempt to end birthright citizenship has already been challenged by a number of attorneys general across the country. And I saw an interesting segment on CNN last night where a lot of the pundits were saying, well, we think that was the plan, that, you know, by design, they knew it wasn't going to work. But by just putting out the executive order, they can say, oh, we tried. But is it really trying if you knew it wasn't going to work? What, did you really try? And I keep seeing this idea out there that the whole controversy around Elon Musk and the Nazi salute, because let's call it what it was, that this is a distraction. This is just a distraction. I mean, maybe that's what Elon Musk was thinking behind doing it, is, you know, I can get the attention on myself. I'm going to troll everybody because he's that kind of guy. He is that immature. If you've ever followed along with any of his social media comments and how he just pops into people's feeds, and like if anybody mentions him, he'll go and respond to them with some sarcastic comment. Like that's what he does. But I've seen people be like, oh, don't pay attention to that. That's a distraction. They're just trying to distract you from what's actually going on. I don't think it's a distraction. I think it's a pretty serious thing. When you've got one of the most powerful people in the world, the richest person in the world, who is doing that. And if he's doing that just to tweak people, that's even worse. Because that is empowering people who have that belief system, who we were all supposed to generally agree Nazis are bad. And I've watched some of the discussions with the January 6th convicted prisoners who have been pardoned. And a lot of these people are deranged. A lot of these people can't understand that they did something wrong. And these are people who actually went to court and said things like, I know what I did was wrong. And now they've been emboldened and empowered to think that they didn't do anything wrong and that they'll do it again if they have to. Now, listen, some of them are mentally ill. The QAnon shaman is mentally ill. I watched his interview with the BBC. It was disgusting behavior. But some of them, you think, are just regular, normal people that are just deluded. And some of them are actually violent people that did violent things that just got a pardon like everybody else. So you've got a lot of law enforcement people who voted for Donald Trump who are very upset with him right now. The problem is, as with anything that Donald Trump does, the people who voted for him will maybe get upset about it for a day or two and then move on to something else and forget about it. Because there's never any accountability for the guy with his voters. And like I said earlier, I go through Twitter and I look through and I see all of the comments of people who are saying, I voted for the guy. I didn't expect that. What do you mean? I have to pay more money for insulin now. What do you mean? My father or mother or grandfather or grandmother have to pay more for insulin now. What do you mean? And it's going to be really interesting to see how some of this stuff shakes out. We're already getting the warnings from the food industry. Hey, there's nobody to pick the winter crops. So I don't know how this is all going to shake out, but I can predict something. It's not going to shake out with people saying, "Well, I regret my decision." Even though they will, they won't say it. 508-996-0500. And of course, we talked about this proposed candy tax in Massachusetts, where candy would get taxed, even though it's food. It's considered empty calories by proponents of this tax. And they figure that taxing candy will curb people buying it. It won't. An extra quarter for your peanut butter cups is not going to keep anybody from buying peanut butter cups. Also, part of the proposed budget is allowing municipalities to install and utilize traffic cameras at intersections. So when you blow through that light, you will be caught on camera. And I don't know about you, but when I drive around Rhode Island, knowing that they have those traffic cameras, I'm a much more vigilant and law-abiding driver than I might normally be. You know, when I come to a stop at a stop sign, I do the full 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000 instead of going through. You know, like, I don't run stop signs either, but I probably don't stay as long as I should. But when I'm in Rhode Island, I know those cameras are around. You better believe I do, because in Rhode Island, they just send you something in the mail. So how do you feel about that? I think a lot of folks already operate under the assumption that there are cameras at intersections. You see them on intersections. But those are something that they utilize, like if they're chasing a suspect or something. Those aren't utilized to penalize people who have violated traffic laws. But would you be comfortable with that? Or do you feel that that's too big brothery? I mean, I remember years ago driving to upstate New York. I was going to a paranormal convention out in Lake George. And so I went through the Berkshires and crossed over from Massachusetts into New York. And you see these signs that say speed regulated by aircraft or something along those lines. I don't remember the exact wording. But basically, instead of having a state trooper on the side of the highway with a radar gun clocking people as they drive by in order to catch them speeding, they have aircraft in the sky that is doing that. And that counts. So you might think you're in the clear, but this helicopter or plane that you can't even see is up there catching you speeding. And that felt kind of big brothery to me, you know, back in 2012 or 13, whenever I went up there. But now it's even easier. So does that help deter speeders? You know, also in New York, when I went on that trip, I was not familiar till I saw them with my own eyes with the idea that they have these cell phone pull-offs on the highway. Because they didn't want you using your phone while you were driving, so they had these designated like little rest areas where you could pull over if you had to make a phone call or look something up on your phone so that you wouldn't do it while you were driving. And you would drive by those, and maybe you might see a car in one, but you still saw a lot of people utilizing their cell phones. What if those planes up there can see that too? They've got good technology. You don't know. We have the app chat feature open on the WBSM app if you want to send a text message. We have the open line voicemail feature open if you want to send a voicemail that we can play on the program. We also have your live traffic and weather so that you can get all of that information before you go out the door. And it's all brought to you, of course, our stories, our podcasts, our live streaming audio, everything that you love about WBSM in the palm of your hand. And it's brought to you by South Coast Towing. So if you haven't downloaded it already from your app store, make sure that you do. Or you can go to WBSM.com, click on the listen tab, and have it sent right to your device so that you can bypass going to the app store. Because I know some people don't like the fact that you've got to put a credit or a debit card into the app store to even download free apps. And I will warn you, if you are somebody who is new to the app game, you haven't really downloaded a lot of apps, and you go on the app store and you find these games, this is something that is becoming increasingly more of an issue for people. That the game itself is free, but there's all kinds of things in the game that you have to pay extra money for. And you might say, oh, well, listen, this game that I'm playing, they want 5,000 coins for something. And, you know, I've only earned 50 coins, but I can buy the 5,000 coins that I need for $9.99. So I'm just going to do that. And that'll get me to the next level, and then I don't have to worry about it. Yeah, but you've put in that credit card, and you've stored that information. So be careful what you click from this point forward, because you could be buying something inadvertently. It's a big, big issue with kids and, you know, kids that have game tablets. That parents, if they don't remember to turn off the ability for there to be in-game purchases, next thing you know, they get a $300 or $400 bill for the stuff the kid was buying on the game because they didn't realize that it cost actual real money. Because in the game, it doesn't cost real money. They never say, hey, for $10, you can buy this. They say for 10,000 coins, you can buy this. And the coins are just cartoons. They're just in the game. They're not real, right? Except it costs real money to buy them. So just keep that in mind if you have never really gotten involved in those games. I think, honestly, from the people that I talk to, you know, the cell phone app craze has kind of cooled down a bit. People don't jump all over those apps as much as they used to. And I don't know why that is. You know, if you think back to 5-10 years ago, everybody was like, Candy Crush, Fruit Ninja. Like, people are playing all of these apps all the time and probably spending a lot of money on them. Now you see these commercials that are running for these apps, these gambling apps, like, you know, it's like a slot machine or a puzzle or whatever. And they've got like B-list celebrities promoting them. But other than that, I don't really hear much about gaming apps. Maybe it's just become so ingrained in people that they don't need to advertise anymore. I don't know. But I'm not an app gamer. I'd rather have an emulator on my phone any day and play old Nintendo and Sega games on my phone, which you can actually do. It's a little bit tricky. Slightly illegal, but you can do it. And they sell controllers that you can plug your phone into with Bluetooth and clip your phone into and just use it as a little, like having a Game Boy, except it's full color HD graphics, surround sound, and it's... I first had it on a DS or a 3DS. I forget which one we had kind of hacked or jailbroken, and we put every Nintendo game on it. You just downloaded them in one file that only took like a minute to download, not even, and you got every Nintendo game ever made in one shot. Well, what else could I get? Every Game Boy game? Sure. You know what? It was a regular DS, and we had something called the R4 card, and it was basically a DS cartridge that you plugged into the back of it like you would a regular game, but it also had a slot for a memory card, a mini SD card that would hold all the information. You stuck that in. And I remember when my son, he was probably about 6 or 7 at the time, he broke the R4 card and he was devastated. He was like crying and he was so upset because he broke it and he felt bad. And I was like, it's okay. First of all, the memory card is fine. So we still have all the data, but we can just order another one of these R4 cards. They're like $8. It'll be here in 2 days. It's not a big deal. But we'd be standing there at, the amusement park in Rye. I remember putting the Nintendo games on my phone, standing in line at Canopy Lake Park to ride the Scrambler with him. And we're playing Mike Tyson's Punch-Out on the phone. And everybody's like, how are you doing that? Now people have emulators on their Switch. They put them on their PlayStations and everything. So it's a lot easier now than it was back in those days. But like I said, not exactly as the term goes, legal. All right, I'm going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And if you are thinking to yourself, man, it may be cold, it may be wintry out there, and when it's like this, I don't mind a few extra calories. I don't mind putting on a little bit of that winter weight. Well, then really treat yourself to something good at the butcher shop. Not only can you get great, nice, lean cuts of meat. If you're looking to keep on your New Year's resolutions to lose weight and eat better, they can take care of you in that regard too. But if you want some good old fashioned comfort food, they have that as well. Imagine having tonight for dinner a nice French meat pie, a real French meat pie. Not like you get some places where they have it and it's just they pack some hamburger and some instant potato into a pie shell. No, a real French meat pie. Or some of Maria's rice pudding, or some of the great stuff that they make fresh every day, the casserole plate. Tomorrow they'll have some of the best octopus in the city. These are the kind of meals you can get at the butcher shop. I know, right? You're thinking to yourself, well, yeah, if I go to the butcher shop, I got to get some meat or whatever else, and I got to cook it up myself. And no, I mean, you can. And they make it easy. They've got stuff already marinated. They'll prepare it however you want to have it prepared to cook. But they also make hot food every day that you can just go in and get to go. So you can get yourself a nice, warm, bone-sticking meal today to help warm you up, whether it be for lunch or for dinner. They've got it all at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. I love the casserole over there with some of the potatoes. Oh, man. In fact, let me look at my, I wonder if I have time on my schedule today to get over there and get some lunch. I might just have to. If not today, maybe tomorrow. But check out the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, where you will definitely find something delicious. All right, I did get an app chat message from Participation Trophy Wife who says, I have a Switch just to play Nintendo NES and Sega Genesis games. I can't put it on my cell phone. I can't have it on my phone right now because my phone is completely full. And I'm holding out for the S25, which just got announced yesterday is, the release date forthcoming. My cell phone provider is now taking pre-orders. And I looked during the break and I saw I can get one for free if I switch my plan over from this plan that I've been on forever to the new plan that they're trying to get people to move over to that allows you to upgrade every year. And I looked at that. It's not going to cost me any more money a month. It's basically the same dollar amount that I have right now. I think it's like $8 more. But the problem is like it's only got so much data. It's only got so much. And every time I call T-Mobile to talk to them about something, they'll always be like, oh, I see you're on this plan. Yeah, don't ever change that because we got rid of that plan. You're grandfathered in and don't ever change it because you can never get that plan again. And that's a really good plan. Like, that's what the people that work there tell me. So do I sacrifice that to get a free phone? Those kind of questions that come up to you. But yeah, because I've had T-Mobile since they were what? Even before they were VoiceStream. They were VoiceStream before T-Mobile. But before that, I think it was like Cell One or Cell USA or one of those. And that's when I first got my cell phone service when I went to, I was going to UMass Dartmouth at the time. And some guy in the hallway said, hey, do you want to buy a cell phone in the campus center? You want to buy a cell phone? I'm like, why? Because I got to get home to California and I need gas money. How much is it? $50. I'll sell you the phone, the charger, a case, everything. And this is back when they had like the three sections of the phone that folded together and the antenna that pulled out and all that. So I gave him the $50, went down there, was able to activate it, get it turned on. It wasn't stolen or anything. And I remember it was a quarter of a minute to make a phone call. And the only time I ever used it was like in extreme emergencies. And then one day we're driving, you know, my ex-wife and I, when we were dating, driving to the mall to go to the movies. And I was like, I don't know what's playing. I don't know, like, if we have time to eat. And she's like, well, don't you have a cell phone? Call and get the movie times. Because you used to be able to call and get the movie times. And you had to wait for the recording. And you got into it at a certain point in the recording. When it picked up, when you called, it would be wherever it was in the playback. And you would have to wait. So we're waiting for the, you know, we're hearing like the middle of it. We're waiting for the new releases to start at the beginning. And I'm just thinking to myself, this is like 75 cents, a dollar. This, like, it's costing me so much money for this call. Because that was the worst phone call you'd have to make when it came to, you know, if you were in a hurry. Now playing in Theater 8, Men in Black, 1240, 115, 230, 345. Like, no, stop. Just tell me when Ransom's playing. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I had mentioned the Elon Musk Nazi salute, and it didn't take long. Didn't take long for me to get the ridiculous question. And first of all, if you're going to send me a message, Elaine, don't send me a message with attitude. All right? We can have a conversation. You don't have to say, yeah, let's hear you complain about this. But she says, if you think Elon was making a Nazi salute, then what about this? And then sent me that same stupid meme that's going around of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren with their hands outstretched. You don't need to show your ignorance by sharing this meme around if you are so dumb enough to fall for what this meme is trying to pull you into. You don't have to let the rest of the world know that you're that dumb. Because what you are sending me are screenshots of people mid-wave, midpoint. And I'm just going to give the standard response that people are giving now to when this meme gets shared around. Show me the whole video. Because what you're going to see is you're going to see Hillary Clinton waving, pointing. You're going to see Kamala Harris holding her hand out and putting her hand out as she's making a point. That's what's happening in those photos that you're sending just these quick little screenshots of. That's what's actually going on in those videos. I know because I've seen them. I've watched them. What they're not doing is putting their hand to their chest with their fist and then pointing their arm out at a 45-degree angle with their fingers outstretched and their palm flat down in the standard Nazi salute. So it's two completely different things. And you know that it's two completely different things. You can't be that dumb to not realize that they are two completely different things. You can't be that ignorant. You're just choosing to be that ignorant because it fits your agenda. Because you can't really think that those are the same thing. But let me just grant you the possibility that they were the same thing. Let's just say that they were. Okay? Let's say that Hillary Clinton was out there goose-stepping on the stage at the DNC and throwing up a Zeke Heil. Let's just assume that Kamala Harris is giving Nazi salutes while she's talking about, you know, doing things like defeating Nazis. Let's just assume that she's doing that, okay? You know, the woman that's married to a Jewish guy. Let's assume she's throwing out a Nazi salute. I'll give you, we'll go down this path for you, okay? Why would any single one of them making a Nazi salute then make it okay for Elon Musk to do it? Why would just because somebody else did it mean that it's okay? It doesn't. It's still bad. You are defending somebody who made a Nazi salute, and you're better than that. Unless you really don't think it was a Nazi salute, Elaine, in which case I dare you to do that same video yourself, do that same salute in a video, post it on your Facebook page and see what happens. You know, as people are saying online, make a video of that, send it to your boss, see what they say. Send it to your boss saying, I'm giving you my whole heart, and see what happens. Because you know it's a Nazi salute. And you're just trying to use whataboutism to dismiss it, and it's not something that should be dismissed. One of the most powerful men in the world, a person who has a prominent place for now in the Trump administration, maybe not till much longer because they're already in disagreement, that person felt that they had the freedom, I'm trying to find a word that makes it, I can't wrap my head around why somebody would think they would have, you know, the ability to do that. There's no justification of that. And you know what the most telling part about it is? Is that Elon Musk has not come out and said, oh man, I really boned it on that one. Sorry if you actually thought that that's what it was. Obviously, I wouldn't have meant that. But he hasn't. And you know why? Because he meant to do it. He knew what he was doing. That's why he did it twice. And almost a third time. So you can make up all the excuses for him that you want. Just that means you're comfortable defending somebody who made a Nazi salute. So we're going to spend the next 4 years of people sharing stupid memes that don't actually make the point that you think that they're making. And every time that you do that, I'm going to break it down and explain to you why you're wrong. And then you can choose to say, yep, you're right. I got duped. I was being emotional, not logical. Or you can stand by your guns and continue to be wrong and continue to look foolish. But that's the people who are posting those photos and saying, well, look at this, they're doing it. You're being foolish, because even if they were doing it, which they're not, it doesn't make it right for somebody else to do it too. 508-996-0500. I think I can take this call before I go take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim, I just have a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Where was this outrage when thousands in this country marched down the streets protesting against Israel immediately after October 7th? Where was this same outrage?
Because people who are marching against Israel. Will you let me finish?
Because you are a hypocrite of gigantic proportions.
Okay. All right. No. So now you're going to hang up. So you're a coward of epic proportions, and also a moron, because you're trying to make a false equivalency. People who marched against Israel are not anti-Semitic. And I'm a Jewish person. I'm of Jewish heritage. And I'm telling you, the people who are protesting Israel are not anti-Semitic. That's just a BS garbage take that people have put on it because they don't want to address the fact that what they're actually protesting is Israel's tactics. You don't have to agree with everything Israel does to support Jewish people. And the fact that people can't wrap their head around that shows me that, A, you don't know anything about world politics. You don't know anything about the history of Israel and Palestine. All you're doing is just sharing the memes that you saw around or the outrage that you saw online. The people who are protesting Israel are not protesting Jewish people. They're protesting Israel's tactics. Stop calling them anti-Semites. I see that there's a caller coming in, and caller, hang on. I'm just going to put you on hold for 1 minute because I got to take this break, but I'll take you as soon as we come back.
Hey, baby, I'm talking to you.
And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. A reminder that coming up after the 8 o'clock news, we're going to be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo. We're going to talk about the committee assignments and the changes that were made to the committee structure. And we'll talk about the meeting tonight, and we'll talk about what's coming up. And also, we'll have the announcement of when we're going to have the council president joining us on a regular basis. Today, he's just going to be calling in for a few minutes because he's got something to go to attend to, but he wanted to be able to share some insight on this. And then the new schedule will start in a couple of weeks. And so we'll have all that information for you coming up. But let's get back into the discussion that we were just having, because I got some app chat messages here. Jeff says, Elon Musk has a whole Twitter feed full of Nazi propaganda. When he bought the platform, one of the first things he did was restore all of the banned Nazi accounts. Dude is a Nazi, LOL. I mean, defend that, right? He's not wrong. If you read his feed, you can see all kinds of stuff that, you know, people say, oh, that's just Elon trolling. Okay, but you can troll with other things. You don't have to have Nazi propaganda. And then New Bedford Dan, wow, you're really butthurt. Thin skin, Tim, how many days left again, chump? No, a chump is a person that can only send app chat messages and won't actually call. That's a thin skin chump, Dan. I'm not thin skinned at all. What I'm doing is I'm calling out the BS garbage that people keep sharing around because they don't have enough intelligence to know that they're just sharing a bunch of BS. People are sharing that meme of Liz Warren and Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton with their hands outstretched. And do they honestly think that that's a legitimate equivalency? Because if you do, I'm sorry. I don't think your vote should count as much as a person that actually can tell the difference between a wave and a Nazi salute, but yet it does. So I just scratch my head at that and say, well, that's democracy, I guess. And by the way, small d democracy, before I get all the app chat messages, we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic, which is a form of small d democracy. Again, you can't tell the difference, or you don't know. So you're gonna have to deal with this. You're going to have to deal with me pointing out the garbage and the BS for the next 4 years. If you don't like it, don't listen to the show. There's plenty of people that do like it that are listening. So I just think you've got to really take a look at what it is that you are putting out there before you put it out there, because you're falling into a trap. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great, great. Thank you for bringing this to a full mask for the unmasking of Elon Musk. I just don't understand how people do not see that that was absolutely a Nazi salute. I just don't understand how they keep pushing past all this. You just got to look at his past. His performance and on other venues, this is not the first time he's done this. Yet they keep trying to explain it away. You have to look also at his upbringing. You know, he is from South Africa. He believed heavily in apartheid. So those mechanisms that he grew up in are just part of him. He's never really shed that. And with his money, he's able to buy platforms, do things, and get away with it. And I'm just glad that you're out there saying, hey, listen, it was a Nazi salute, and it is. It's despicable. And all those.
And even if other people were making Nazi salutes, it doesn't make him making one okay.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. So I just thank you for bringing that up. And I know you're going to receive and are receiving a lot of heat, but I appreciate what you've done. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. And yeah, the heat doesn't bother me because I don't care. Like I've said before, 9 o'clock comes, this show is over, I'm done with it. I don't sit around dwelling about it. I don't sit around thinking about it. You're not in my head nearly as much as apparently I'm in yours. So we'll have some fun over the next 4 years. I got to take one final break for this hour. Let me get that done, and we will be back in just a few moments. All right, we're going to be going to the news in a moment, and then we'll have Shane Burgo, the city council president, joining us on the other side. Got an app chat message from Working Fool who says, I can't believe the disgrace in my fellow Americans that have grandparents, parents, great-great-grandparents, and more that died in World War II. You can't be proud of our servicemen and women and then kiss the boots of these oligarchs that do not care about us but their wallets.